Oh, this sounds about right. If you've listened to our program on Wednesday nights with Kirk Bangstad and Kristen Lyerly, Kirk is normally the person picking the music. We asked Luke just to surprise us, and it's no surprise whatsoever that he comes up with Friends in Low Places, because look what the cat dragged in.
Wait, what's my theme song? That one's for Kirk, but it's for me.
Oh, I thought it was for all of us. We're all friends in low places here, Kristen. This is a group project.
Pat, you know, it takes me hours to come up with the right music. I can't do it now that we're moved to 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I'd have to get up at like 4 and I'm still hungover by then.
I know. This is going to be new ground for all of us. You two have never been so sedate, and we're really going to try to shake you out of this with this new morning gig. If you just joined us, Kirk Bangstad of Minocqua Brewing Company, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, OBGYN, former legislative candidate from the Green Bay area, and I worked a Wednesday night show for quite a while called the Up North Podcast. But now with Up North News actually getting into the radio business, I asked if these two goofballs would join me for an hour on Wednesday mornings instead. And so here we are trying to talk about, headlines around Wisconsin, politics and other stories, especially the impact that they have with folks up north. Kirk is not merely brewing beer. He has a super PAC that has, caused some ripples as he goes up against the Old Boys Network of Minocqua. You can read all about it in a brand new story that we just posted at upnorthnewswi.com. Kristen Lyerly has had a lot to say since the repeal of abortion rights by the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's very real impact that's happening right now in Wisconsin. So we have had more than a little bit of material to work with you guys, and it's nice to have you here in the mornings.
So, Pat, I just want to ask, this is your third day in. I'm really excited about this, and I wrote about it in my Sunday missive.
Your sermon, your Sunday sermon.
My Sunday sermon.
Reverend Kirk.
And I can't, this is the ultimate culmination in my mind of what I was hoping would happen after the near election coup of January 6, 2020, when I got way more involved in politics, even though, after I ran, I'm more involved now than when I ran for assembly. This is the culmination of what I think should be happening in northern Wisconsin. There's Bull Falls Radio now in Wausau. Apparently, you guys are doing something at Stevens Point and Rapids and, pretty soon.
Yep,
or the radio show is owned, but you guys aren't really broadcasting from there right now, right?
No. That was my condition of doing the show. I get to do it from Lake Wissota, which in my mind is as up north as it gets. There are plenty of great places up north, but this is definitely one of them. And as somebody who was a reporter pretty much everywhere in Wisconsin, and who was a candidate and a legislator all over the state, we can definitely talk about all kinds of local issues. We had Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg as our first guest. We've talked about with a Marathon County guest, another mining proposal that's going on up there. And as you guys know, we've had guests on representing other communities all around the Northwoods. We talked about the conflict of snowmobile and ATV trails, Kirk, a little closer to your Minocqua stomping grounds that I'm sure we'll get into as well.
Well, Pat, local issues don't get that much attention. We hear about what's happening on a federal level. We hear about state stuff. But the stuff that really affects us, the stuff that's in our backyards, we don't hear about it. We don't understand, and we're not talking about it. So this is such a beautiful opportunity for us to talk about the things that really, truly affect us on a very granular level.
And like Pat won't tell this to people while he's directing the show, and that's why we get to talk a little bit about Pat. But in so many places in the North Woods, we don't have strong newspapers, we don't have strong TV stations, because the budgets for these things are kind of going away, and people aren't spending as much on advertising and print media and on news media, and so they're hiring really young reporters, also, and maybe not even hiring reporters at all, and just like rebroadcasting kind of like Milwaukee kind of state news in like Stevens Point or Wausau. So Pat is such a gem because he's been doing this for so long, and he actually is a real pro. And having him be able to talk about local stuff happening in Wausau, Stevens Point, Eau Claire, you know, Minocqua, you know, Ashland,
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
It's happening soon. It's happening
when soon. When you marry a farm girl from, you know, near Manitowoc, you learn a lot about it there. And I have been doing it for so long. This is the cane that I was threatening to start using because of my advanced age until they drained what felt like a 20-gallon fish tank of fluid out of my knee yesterday.
Oh,
so, yeah, there's a little experience.
There's something so important about that experience, though, not to call you old, Pat, but that historical context to be able to say, hey, I remember when this happened. And this is the same kind of thing that we saw in this place, to share those experiences and to learn from them and be able to apply those lessons learned is something that only someone like you can do for us here in Wisconsin.
With a little more gray hair. Oh, God,
so much gray. So much. There's actually upcoming a reunion at TV 13 in Eau Claire, where I'd anchored the news for many years. There's a reunion coming up. And I wonder what, much like a high school reunion, what people are going to look at me and like, oh, what happened to you since you were anchoring, you know? But it is
5 pounds lighter, though, without all that fluid in your knee.
Well, and without all that TV makeup, right? Kristen Lyerly, Kirk Bankstead are here for the hour, and we will have more discussions and hopefully a special guest as well coming up in a bit. As we like to say on Wednesday nights, you're up north.